happening? Me, your cerebellum, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. In about a minute or so, we're going to have the morning detour. So morning detour, kick it away.
Yeah, it's South sur CKUT 90.3 FM avec mon ami J-Flex dans le coin de COV. Rejoignez-nous.
They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning detour show.
Why do you know the fuck I am? I've been in every single stratosphere of this industry, no cosign, no stamp, by myself, left to figure it out and think my way out of the box and fail up and succeed at whatever the next plan was. And I've had to do that 90 times. You niggas that lean on your best friends, you niggas that lean on your little relationships, I don't look at y'all. Leave me the fuck alone and let me just do what I'm doing.
Really? Please make it come, really? That bitch your eyes, really? Don't look around, Zimmy.
Yeah, Montreal, my city. 7:01 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country, Oh, we feeling good this morning. So much things to talk about. There's not enough teachers. There's not enough money. And just like that, the summer is done. This weekend, it's going down. Made in the 90s tomorrow night. And I don't know where you're going to be on Sunday, but on Sunday is going to be life for the party. Young Child's in the building. Kevin Crown is in the building. Noah Power's in the building. Big up Gussie. Big up Ricky. You know how we doing things, man. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I got to do a disclaimer early. We don't get violent. This is a mature morning show. Big up to everybody around the city. If you're getting ready for work, we salute you. If you come off the overnight, I see you. Big up to all the essential workers around the city. Y'all rated all week for this. You know Lambo's here. We'll give you a little bit of music first. That new 5E. We amused, baby. You know how we're doing things. Let's go.
Baby girl falling in love. She loving Celine. She loving the bags. Woman was doing enough. Good on her knees. Doing her math. Baby girl with a good number. She wouldn't believe. She counts my cash. You know that business is booming. I'm up in your seat. And get you a dash. Baby girl falling in love. She loving Celine. She loving the bags. Woman was doing enough. Good on her knees. Doing her math. Baby girl with a good number, she wouldn't believe. She counts my cash. You know that business is booming, I'm up in your seat.
First in the beach with $1 million auto. Bring the cameraman, we can shoot our own knuckles.
You got Clay the police on this one, Maddie. Let's go.
I was dreaming of a
that pusher, that Kanye. Wherever you are in the world, we beat you. Good morning, good morning. Big up to the Murders, Triborough, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. Big up Uptown, Burgundy. Well, now it's Midtown Lambo. I don't know if you got the memo. It's Midtown. Côte d'Ivoire is Midtown now.
Scrambling. Now pass the champagne to the champion. My niggas get money, get money, get money. Like Ye sampling. Gun stutter. Make the drum line like Grambling. MGM gambling. Blew a small mansion. Annoyed cause this bitch calling Lon Von Lanvin. Fuck who you stamping. Them niggas just standing. It's not me. They censoring, block me. You hollering top five. I only see top me. Top me. Top me.
He was once a thug from around the way.
My life was never
easy.
My life was never
easy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's another Friday morning. It's another Friday morning.
Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the crypts, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin. Head up phase, got a few concussion. Yeah, Compton's a maze, Dr. Dre percussion. God, please grant my nigga eternal life. We need the beats. Aftermath, where you fall asleep, you do not eat. And my belly is full. Gorilla riding the bull. Banana clips in the pool. Swan diving, classy azure. The ops, I'm on the ass. Grandmama whoopings in school. This Wilmington in Brazil where niggas die in they jewels.
There it is, there it was. Don't interrupt. Just because it's no love. Shoulder shrug. I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbor. I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbors. I'ma get that thug life tatted across the navel. It's how I am in real life, not just okay. Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling, I don't negotiate with therapists. God, yeah, wanna let God in. But tonight, I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre sent me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to court together.
It's Liddy in the city again.
You know what it is? Yeah, yeah, I want to understand something, man. This that new hip hop. That new Fabulous. That new Frenchie Montana. Say less. Some of you Montrealers talk a little too much. Some of y'all got to say a little less. Leave Gabby alone. I don't know if you saw the comedian Gabby. She's a comedian. Let her make the fool rise. Let's go. Big up to all the entrepreneurs around the city. Everybody hustling, grinding. We all going through it, man. We going to make it out. We going to make it out. The More Detour this morning. Number one urban morning show in the country. You know how we do things. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Weezy, Lambo, let it go.
Money talking for me, baby, I'm having to say less. Shorty wanted low main, and she be going low main. So I'ma need the private room, Dara told me say less. Yeah, this that saute sauce. Gotta be up front, baby, what that valet cost. I'm a smooth operator, word to Sade's voice. Me and Day, they pulling up like next Friday, boy. Yeah, they tens, but I keep them clean. When you really keep it player, you could keep a team. Put the win before the stats. Make sure they say less. Kill a rap before they rap, before they rap, before they rap.
We will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Forever.
You see, it's about the quality. It's about the quality. It's about the streets.
About the streets.
It's about the music.
About the music.
Forever,
forever,
forever. DJ Drama,
DJ Drama.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
All the life that we live, oh, these beats taught us everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Run it by with mine. Whoa. We gon' keep on stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it.
The streets taught me valuable lessons. Like my best friends was a 40 cal and a Wesson. Not these two-faced niggas trying to challenge my blessings. Talk down when you ain't round, then smile in your presence. I'm a child of the essence, so my morals is different. Took big steps to get here, my euro is different. Check it, you play the game by the rules that's connected with it. It's not a win, if you lost, your respect to get it. Took a loss on my first trip to Broadway. Big eight of bad work, I guess I learned the hard way. Do my dirt by myself, handle my business. I done seen a co-defendant turn eyewitness.
All the life that we live.
start is everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Money, buy with mine.
What's up, nigga? What you know about that, nigga?
Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
For me, who could be against me? I guess all the that's against me, they the ones stirring up the conflict. They try to make it out like
you
I'm
know,
conflicted.
For us, every day's hip hop, baby. It's that new Snoop Dogg, Nas. What a combination! Two goats in the game. You know, we're doing things. The Mighty CKT, the best urban morning show in the country.
They try to make it out like I'm
we are Montrealists. We on Fridays. You know how we do things. Let's go.
The 6-4's hitting switch. It's not a conflict of interest.
Cut them with the business. West Coast rocking them Timberlands. Deep up in them trenches. It's no distance. Neither one play games when swinging for them fences. We want the finer things. The that's expensive. The they hit them either close range or at a distance. If God for me, why bother? I got my game from the Godfather. Top of the fruit chain, rock bottom, and handle my business when it was my prop. Cheap, crossing with a gold chain. I got my Turkish rope with matching gold things. Bomber jacket in the winter, it's a cold game. I met some East Coast up in Spokane. Some of the realest in this dope game. I got my curly top looking like special ed. Clean fade on the side, bumping that red head. Clean tags when I ride, ducking the fed fade. East Coast, they get that bread bread. You with the you end up dead, dead. The West Coast, they leave that lead spray. And now you got bullets all in your dread head.
If God for me, who could be against me? I guess all the that's against me. They the ones stirring up the conflict.
Try me 100 times. Wanted me to lie.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Wanted me to die. DG Mini? Yo, you see when Drake hit you with that? Hold on, let me turn your mic on, Lambo. Hold on, man, you got to pull it. See when Drake hit you another time. See when Drake hit you with that?
Yeah.
You can try me 100 times, write me books on WhatsApp. I'm not reading none. I don't read none of those things. When girls send me that, I don't read no books, man. Listen, I graduated from college university. I ain't got to read no more books no more. I'm good. Audiobook the thing. You know what thing was? The new Khaled. New album on the way. Staying Alive. I don't know how much tracks Drake and Lil Baby gonna do together. Ooh. Joe Budden says he's over it. I said, man, I still like it, man. I think it still sound good to me.
It does.
She in love and she been over once. It's not like I
know
her for months.
Does
she in love and she been over once?
Hold on, hold on. You know, that's so much else. The money for that, yes. We only been kicking it for a couple months, but she's already in love. Sure, he wants to go to the house. She wants to go to the church.
It's not like I know no for months. This life it allow me to take what I want. It's not like I know what I want. It's not like I know what I need. I get some time, but there's no guarantees. When I was broke, she was being a tease. Four pockets full, now she's down on her knees. Whoa, 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 whoa. Baby, gon' hit it and send it to me. Yeah. Or I'ma hit it and send it to baby. That's how I get when this life get too crazy. Whoa, whoa, for real, whoa. They tryna seal the deal. See me up under a sheet, parade in the streets. Yeah. Try me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. Yeah. Try me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry.
He's trying to pull up publicity shot. These rappers be they bleed once a month. Don't speak on my name, don't be putting the blunt. You can diss all you want, still won't get
the best morning show in the country. Hot blazing hip hop and R&B. You're in the right place, Sweezy Lambo. We about to kick this off. 7:13 in the morning, Montreal, my city. We on Fridays. Big weekend, life for the party. Made in the 90s, everything is popping. We gonna close out the summer right. You know how we do things. It's the more detour.
Kill for a living and murder for fun. We about to pull no publicity stunt. Now we about to pull no publicity stunt. Why you just me for publicity? Is you in the streets or in the street? Is you my fan or my enemy? My money too grown to be kidding with. I beat it with. Play talk on the bunk one. Then pay, he got stabbed and ran up. Say he my op, but try dapping me up. Give a round of applause, cause we clapping them up. Trappers are us, coming traffic with us. Gonna finesse on your b**** in our Texas with us. Say we the reason the prices went up. I ran out from the plug and I doubled it up. The up just don't know when to shut up. Better call yourself leg if you walk on the crash. I got long arms, I can reach shot and touch you. We got them singers, they sent off to Russia. Ain't no disputing, I kill like I'm Putin. Got a truck full of shooters, I move like I'm Trump. Soldiers stand guard for me like I'm Obama. Try go get some gas and got killed at the pump. Say you got hits, but look, you in a slump. Say that you're rich, but you live in a dump. My Jico retarded a switch on the pump. Tell him shoot when he open, say he wanna dump. He tryna pull up publicity stunt. These rappers be they bleed once a month. Don't speak on my name, don't get put in the blunt. You can diss all you want, still won't get a response. They still free the game till they get out the chest. Stop being around the bush and just get to the point. You wanna be me, I know what you want. But you ain't gotta pull no publicity stunt. Live by the gun, then you die by the gun. I ain't got the cap by the that I done. My got bun and he went on the run. Got my roof in the truck and my truck in the front. Dropping the ceiling, I'm thinking of dumb. Kill for a living and murder for fun. We ain't about to pull no publicity stunt. Now we ain't about to pull no publicity stunt. It's free pouring food till it's back with you bastards. Why you side goons? I don't f*** with these rappers. Claim that they real, but they know they some cappers. I take a trap and I make them go black. For making excuses, I'm making it happen. I put that shit down in spectacular fashion. Trick on up like I'm Robert Kardashian. Making more money than you can imagine. When you call lacking, that's when they attacking. Thought I was splurging, didn't know I was stacking. White and go jury, they said I was tacking. She gave me head and I gave her a rack. He came out his mouth, now he can't take it back. Watch what you say, who you calling a rat? These spread gossip, then call it a fact. For we give a statement, we'll lay on the mat. Free all the soldiers who never roll over, who fight for their life, gotta sleep with a knife. Dog went to trial and they gave him a life, but he won his appeal, now he covered in ice. Young mixing codeine with his spray, he gon' bust you on sight and get 300 lights. Check to Adidas, he stepping for scratch. To get back to the hood, I bought hood, I bought hood, I bought hood.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody's this hype this early, they say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning detour show.
Yeah. Montreal, my city. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Facebook. You can hear us worldwide. She is the Nigerian princess. The Lambo doors only go up. I even know where the handle is. She is the featured presentation. They got to give you a purple check. I feel Dion. Everybody can't be Hall of Fame. Nope. They land too much people with the blue checks. We have the real Svetlana in the building. We have Lamborghini in the building. What's going on, queen?
Listen. Listen, I'm just breathing, living, happy to be alive, grateful for, I don't know, man. It's been a rough week. Let's just put it that way.
Well, listen, man. Oh, man. Life is love, man. You know what I mean? It's that duality, the good and the bad. But you know, we're doing things, Montreal, for the next 2 hours. We'll give you the best in hip-hop, R&B, and trap music. The best conversation in hip-hop news and local news. A lot of things is mixy. We're also going to give you some great interviews. We have Wave Off Entertainment, a group of young guys.
Yep.
They bring a lot of creators together. You know, the young 20 folks. See how these guys are enterprising? I'm like, man, you guys are hip to the game so early. So many things me and Seals had to figure out along the way in front of everybody. But it's a beautiful thing. It's 7:17 in the morning. We are Montrealers. I'm your host, Weezy Mo Chase, and Montreal Kobe Bryant. You know that I'm nice. You hate that it's me. Big weekend. Oh, boy. We got this guy, Big Will, coming up. Every time I see Big Will solo, where the friends, Big Will? Big Will, where the friends at? Now listen, we on Twitch right now. DJ Maddie, I don't know what the Twitch
TikTok
is, but
you.
I don't know TikTok. What's the TikTok? I ain't doing no dances, though. Okay. Big morning. We got a lot of things to talk about. I'm gonna give away some tickets. Whipka's doing a Made in the 90s party. DJ Kaz is doing that. The tickets are available on Eventbrite. That's tomorrow night. We're gonna give away one ticket for that. And you know what? I'm feeling festive this morning.
Are you?
And, you know, 8 o'clock, we're doing all the giveaways. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. I'm gonna give away two tickets for life for the party. Let me tell you something. Young Child. And I'm gonna save it for the interview, Young Child. Young Child has given me the best dancehall party ever. Mm. It was a cool effect. It was André Le Rondeau. It was girls kissing girls. It was crazy.
Oh, boy. The best.
For 2 hours. Listen, to all my... Listen, not just my black folk. To all my people that go to dancehall parties in the city, you guys know the flex. When the DJ give you 2 hours of just back-to-back wind down, back-to-back, you have the Hennessy in one hand, you got the Heineken in the next hand, and you're just a sweat out, you're vexed at yourself, you didn't even bring your rag, you don't even know what's going on, you seen this girl, you know me, see her on IG, now you seen her in person, like, I love this party, I love this life. And if you guys don't know about Noah Power, in my opinion, Noah Power is the greatest dancehall host of all time.
100%.
Noah Power special. 100%. If you've never caught Seafood Tuesdays on SoundCloud, this guy's amazing.
Then you don't know nothing if you never caught up with that. At the end of the day, he is bad.
So you have Chow. You have Noah Power. And on top of it, you have Kevin Crown. Whew. Oh, boy. Life of the party. Now, quiet the skep.
Ricky Not Nice and Gussie, they've been at this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'll take it even further back. I remember when Ricky was doing parties with Samps.
Wow.
Listen, whether you like dudes or not, we got to start showing love to dudes that are consistent in our city.
100%.
Let's put the emotions to the side just a little bit.
Too emotional.
Just a little bit.
Too much hate.
You know, I had a hit and run yesterday. So I come out of work and my side mirror busts. I don't know. The hate just trickled down. I thought I was putting good karma into the world. I don't know, man. But we got to show love to Ricky, man. Ricky and Gus have been at it for a long time. More so Ricky as well.
Yeah, no, Ricky's been
You know,
in
we got to glamorize consistency in the city. Big Will, you can take a seat, man. Don't feel shy. You want to be on camera. You done shine up your head this morning. You might as well be on YouTube and the Facebook. And you guys already know we're coming to you live. The number one, if you ever come to Montreal, the number one hip-hop store in the city is DG Kicks, located at 6714 Fielding. He's the leader in sneaker, clothing, sportswear, athleisure. Listen, the guy even sells air conditioners and TVs. There's nothing DG Kicks don't do. And you can also get them online, DGKicks.com. Things is moving. We on TikTok for the first time. We good right there. As long as you get Lambo, we good on the TikTok. So let me kick it off here. We're going to do a Hot Topics. I haven't found a name for that segment just yet. I don't know if it's going to be Traffic Jam, you know, but people already sad when in the traffic, so I don't want to do that one.
No.
But talk to me, you know what I mean? I know I was talking to you earlier this week. What is this like? I call you a Fortune 500 CEO because I think WUSA is going to be a real big thing. First of all, it's eco-sustainable.
Yeah.
And I keep wanting to call it eco-something else. I can't remember what now, but now I call it the right thing. But what's it like putting that whole thing together? Like, you had an idea, you created a clothing line, you did New York Swim Week, and now you're going to the next step now.
And I did New York Fashion Week, because that's the baddest thing. New York Fashion Week, as a designer, it takes 5 years as a designer to get into New York Fashion Week. And right. I did it in 6 months. And it was in February that I premiered my collection. And getting into New York Swim Week was just like another mic drop. Then when I was in New York Swim Week, I got reached out to by Dubai Fashion Week. I'm like, and then Black Fashion Week in Atlanta. And I was like, what's going on? I said, I can't do this year.
What does Dubai Fashion Week sound like?
Oh, it sounds like money.
I just keep thinking about Fashion First when it went through those 2-3 buildings. You know what I mean? I think Mission Impossible 2. I want to go to Dubai. Too much sand, but goddamn, some beautiful people. A lot of money, man. Talk about luxury. Dubai is just synonymous with luxury on top of that. But I want to ask you, when you're around all these top flight designers, are they cool? What's the vibe? What's Steve McQueen and them boys like? What's Versace and them guys? Are they cool? They know, niggas wet and shit.
Yeah, no, listen. The top echelon designers are cool. That's where I'm working my way to be, is I want to do couture. I want to go to Paris Fashion Week. I want to actually create couture pieces, and that's a whole different ball game, because I want to get into the Museum of Fashion. I want to have 5 couture pieces get in there. But building this company.
Okay, what do you want to be recognized for? Like what is going to be your thing? Some designers is their color pattern. Some guys is the way they cut it. Some people is how flamboyant they are, how avant-garde they are. What is going to be your flair piece? Like, when people think about WUSA, what's going to be your thing aside from the eco-sustainable aspect of it?
It's going to be the body diversity. It's going to be that.
I love my big girls. Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of girls, when they talk about WUSA with me, they always tell me, the first thing they always say is that we love how body inclusive she is. And we are going to talk about homegirl at Texas A&M in a little bit.
Yes, Terry.
Terry's body is right. No, listen, I'm not body shaming. I'm not trying to objectify nobody. But goddamn, you know what I mean? It's nothing wrong saying a black woman looks good, man.
Nope,
there's nothing wrong with that at all. Well, you guys know it's Friday morning. I want to give you guys a little story. Ain't it Friday if we don't do a little story?
That's
I mean, sales? I didn't want to give it to you guys last week because we were doing the whole hip-hop. I don't want to bring a damper on it. But hold on. Before we even get to all of that, y'all know yesterday was DJ Maddie's birthday, huh?
Yeah.
We want to salute. A lot of y'all, you know what I mean? Yo, Lord, stop the beat, Maddie. Stop the beat, man. I want people to hear me clear across the city. They say we do 19,000 listeners. I know Crystal
there's
Lake.
More.
In New Jersey's, listen, I know we big now. We got the blue check Lambo in the bill. I want people to understand something. You guys got to stop it, man. Because I'm going to hold y'all feet to the fire. Y'all got to stop it. A lot of your favorite DJs, Maddie Burt, them dudes. He's the Magic Johnson to these cats.
100%.
And aside from that, a lot of the equipment, you thought it was your DJ that had the TV with the DJ said, nah, that's Maddie shit.
Nope.
You know what I mean? A lot of you guys, I get the dude respect, man. You know what I mean? If we had a DJ Hall of Fame, his face would have to be up in there. Him. Quite safe. Blast is going to be there. I talked to Blast earlier this week as well. But DJ Manny, on behalf of the Moment Detour, I wish you happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Things is moving. It's also my father's birthday, but until he calls me some griot and some sauce, he won't be getting a call from me. He better get some pickles. He better get that pickles all right. So let me get into this right now. So 2 weeks ago, I almost lost my life for real. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of us have thought, you know, we've seen things like Columbine and all the little shooter things. Mm-hmm. And we always, I don't know if you guys are like me. When I see these things, I always ask myself, what if I was in that situation?
Yep.
So the other day, Sam, I'm at work at the hospital. Now, how this works, when there's like disruption or something going on in the hospital, your screen will just stop. Mm-hmm. And the emergency status will just come on, right? So I'm working. I don't pay no attention to that stuff, man. So it popped up. It flashed on, but if you press enter, it'll go away. So I just let it go away. My coworker next to me turns to me, he's like, yo, it was a silver color. I said, well, that's an unfamiliar. I'm like, that's an unfamiliar color. When you work at the hospital, they give you a card, aside from your ID card, that has all the colors for the codes. I've been in the hospital 13 years. That shit is long gone. I don't have my ID no more. I lost my wallet a couple months ago. I don't know where that shit's at. So she's like, it's silver. So I'm still listening to my Netflix. I don't know what else is going on. So I'm like, whatever. So she's like, I have the card. Let me check. I said, okay, check. Okay, whatever. She checks the card. You know what the silver code is? Mm. The silver code is an active shooter.
Yep.
That means there is somebody in the hospital right now with a gun. This is real stuff. Like, the whole thing shut down. So I'm in the sub-basement of the hospital. So our door's closed. And I turn around and I figure out, goddamn, it's just me and homegirl. Now I'm walking through my mind state. Now I'm thinking to myself, okay, hold on. Okay, let's open up here. I'm going to go out with this girl? This way this is going? Not like her, she's cool, but goddamn, this way this is. I start looking out the room. There's only two of us. So the door's closed. And I tell my man Alex, but I say, you know, I start looking at the vents. I start looking at strategies. That's okay. We're going to close up this door. She looked at me. She said, what are we going to do, Weez? I said, first of all, that's what we're going to do. What I need you to do is go close that door. You know what I mean? You're talking a little bit too much to me, me and you. What I'm going to need you to do, okay? You want to signal out and point things out to her. But what I'm going to need you to do, very calmly, I wasn't even hype yet. I don't know why. I'm in my emotions. I'm like, are they going to come for us? I don't know what's going on. I said, what you need to do first, okay? You go close the door, let's secure that. We have a camera now that shows in front. It's okay, we locked it. We got the camera. Now she's closing the door. I'm looking around the room. I'm okay, I could bring this desk over. I could do that. I'm looking at the vents. It's like, I could probably put her up in the vent over there. I'm looking at the drawers. I'm trying to build a weapon with the pens and the knives and the staplers.
Trying to MacGyver shit.
But we never, so apparently a gentleman had come in through the ER and he had a gun and he was making his way to radiology.
Wow.
Excuse me. So SWAT came. And now watch the conflicting thing. So my girl is telling me to dip. I was like, no, we're not doing that. I said, the screen said to stay put. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, well, at my hospital, they told me to just pick up and go. I said, well, I'm not doing that.
Nope.
I said, we all know how this story plays out. I'm going to go into the hallway, and now SWAT don't know whether I'm him or not him. And then maybe him, he might look at me like, nigga, you supposed to stay put. Pop, pop, pop. Now, as I'm going through this whole thing in my mind, I say to myself, goddamn, I think I'm good for two bullets. You guys never thought it cannot just only be me. You guys never thought about how many bullets you can take?
Yep, like I have.
Like, I came up with hip hop. Like, I listen to Get Rich or Die Trying. 11 million, by the way. 50 Cent. You guys never thought about how many bullets you can take and survive this thing? We are black. All of us here are black.
I've been to parties that they've shot up, and I thought about them. Like, how many can I take before I can get out of here? I know. Hola. But you think about how many can I possibly take.
Let me load you in Big Will. No, we couldn't hear you, Big Will.
But I can say... It does. But so you're still going to calculate
who gets who first.
Or where they shoot you.
So I was like, I was like, this is crazy. So eventually it subsided. I did not move. And that was that. But it does give some cause to concern. Like, goddamn, if that really happened in your place of work, are you just going to dip out and run out? Like, there's some people that don't have computers in front of them, and their bosses have to call them on their personal cell phone to let them know, hey, you might want to get some shelter. You might want to find an exit. But yeah, you know, man, that's life, man. We got to think about that. But that's a wild thing. You know, you go to work, try to make some money, pay some of these bills, try to enjoy yourself. And people want to come shoot up.
That's horrible, man.
So you got to know how much bullets you're good for, man.
That's horrible.
You got to know how much bullets you're good
for. When I received the message from you, I was like, what? I'm like, first of all, you good? I was like, what? In a hospital? This is what's happening in Montreal?
Yeah, yeah. The shooter would have to come to me. Like, where offices is kind of weird is near the morgue. So it's like...
Oh, near the morgue.
Yeah, it's very, well, you know, it'd have been convenient, but it's very out the way. And homegirl was like freaking out. I'm like, now I became like a crisis manager. You know, I've always wanted an opportunity to play Jack Bauer. Like, I felt like a black Jack Bauer, slash some MacGyver. Cause I was like, yo, dog, I was really looking at the vents. And when I talked to my boy Alex, he's like, yo, as you should. He's like, yeah, you should look at the vents. Okay, I'm gonna stuff her up in the vents. I'm gonna block up the door with the desk here. make a weapon with some pens and some staplers. And yeah, we gonna fight this one out. She's like, my mom is calling me. She's like, oh, you think they're gonna come? You think they're gonna come here? I'm like, yo, no, they're not coming for us, okay? Like, we're okay. As long as we stay here. I was like, I was actually gonna go outside and smoke a cigarette. Good thing this advertisement came because I told you to call you that whole warning.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, moving forward, I'll pay better attention.
Yeah, please do.
Active shooter. That's a pretty aggressive thing right there,
very
isn't
aggressive.
It?
Aggressive.
Okay, well, let's get into some hot topics before we break the commercial. A lot of things going on. We didn't talk about this, but 2 weeks ago, like a week and a half ago, The Breakfast Club was never going to be the same again.
No. Nope.
So Angela Yee apparently got her own syndicated show, and, you know, she comes from doing lip service and all of that.
Yep.
But man, Breakfast Club, it's a staple. Once you change the dynamic of like the whole host and stuff like that, things change a little bit, right?
It does.
I don't know how you guys are seeing it. Like, I want to propose something. I'm going to open up to you guys. Now, I think they should do a rotating host for a while, just try to see like who kind of fit in that. Because Breakfast Club is, it, you know, not my opinion. The numbers is there. This is the number one hip-hop morning show in the States.
Yeah. But,
you know, I could probably even go see in the world. Like, it's dope as hell. Everybody knows you got to go. You got to pass through the Breakfast Club. Now, with Angela Yee living now, when the Breakfast Club first started, it was kind of like a balance between Angela Yee and Charmaine. Like, obviously, Charmaine is the A-mic at this point.
Yep.
They have to replace this with a girl.
Yeah, but the problem is with that. You see this? You know me. I'm getting into my feelings. The problem is with this. I'm looking at it, and I'm sure that's what everybody's looking at in the inside of this, the branding and marketing aspect. The thing is, when somebody like Angela leaves, shout out to my girl Angela, by the way, but when you leave a show like that where you've been like... She's a great host. She's a great co-host. Okay, one of the co-hosts. She's amazing. Mm. But the problem is that when you do that, you can't rotate. This is the problem. They would actually have to remake a whole show and bring in somebody new. Because when you have a following, people are used to a person and you start rotating and knowing that she's leaving. It's different if she said, you know what? I'm doing this other show. We're going to have, and she says it, we're going to have a rotating host while I'm taking care of some things, but I'll be showing up from time to time. But she's leaving, and that's a problem.
But they can't reformulate the Breakfast Club. Like, I think, I hear what you're saying with that, and I do get the essence of that, but I think because the show is centered around Charlamagne, only thing Envy does is play the music. I love his Arabic at the end, and he just moves it along. But the show is Charlamagne.
So
I think what's missing in the Breakfast Club now, once Angelina leaves, is just that female voice, that female opinion, because now it's just the boys club up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I want to propose something. Now, for a long time, Angie Martinez was on Hot 97.
100%.
And the last couple of years, she came over to Power 105, which is like a crazy power move. I'd love to get the backstory of that. Mm-hmm. She'll have to write another book about that. I'm sure there's a lot of... That's a big move.
That's a big
to go
move.
From Hot 97 to Power 105, that's a big move.
Yeah.
I want to say this. Angie's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. You've already established... Like, she's like the Oprah of radio, hip-hop, all of that.
100%.
Like, she's established all that. I want to see a different challenge now for Angie. Angie's like, you know, you're in the twilight years. Yo... How you guys feel about Angie Charlamagne Envy?
See, that's the thing. She's already gotten to a certain level.
She already had her own show.
No, but she's gotten to a certain level now. This is now when it goes back to, you know, I'm going to school you on business. Not you, but everybody who's listening on business. You know, because when it comes to PR, branding, and marketing, where Angela is going is she's trying to be like Angie.
Okay, for sure.
So Angie now can't step down. It's not to say that the Breakfast Club is a lower hit, but it's lower from where
Angie is.
So she can't do that. Her PR person would be like, "No, you can't do that."
No, but she normally it's like an NBA star, like Harden taking a lower contract to create some more cap room. She could just do it for the fun of it. Like, I totally understand the whole business PR side of it, but she
could down for a while, for a little while, for sure. What, you know why?
Charmaine can carry it.
You know, he can carry it. 100% he can carry it. But when you, it's the demographic that Angela brought with the women as well. It's that other aspect that she brought.
And what people don't understand too, like me producing a radio show, you kind of get into this flow.
Yeah.
When you have a radio show and there's a male lead, like the Morning Detour, the female seat is so important.
It is.
And it's messed up for any female that co-host with a big figure like myself because you know unjustly you're speaking for all the women.
Yeah,
all the women looking for you to check us, right?
Exactly.
So there's so much on that female spot, and then you know you sit down with somebody like with such a big presence like Charlamagne and Envy. Like, you gotta be a really strong woman.
Yeah.
So I guess there's no IG model that can go there. We can't get Erica Mena.
No. I'm sorry to say it, she's not smart enough. She's not. She's really not. She's smart when it comes to certain things, but because she's been too emotional lately and the things that she's been doing, she's good to look at. But we need somebody who can carry both. You can be beautiful, but you have to be smart. And right now, with what's going on in her life, she's not at that position to carry that. Now, bring me an IG model with some brains in her head that's not going to be overly emotional, that can actually give logic and factual. Because I'm a very logical and factual woman. I'm not an emotional woman.
Okay, let me give you some pushback. Because I believe that the female coach does have to be smart. Because you have to be able to bounce ideas. You have to be able to challenge your male A mic. And we could both be A mics as well at some point as well, too, right?
100%.
What about the girl that's just pretty and funny? Okay, how come she can't get around? I'm just thinking because anytime I talk to women, they're like, whoever's your co-host, they gotta be smart because they're speaking for us. Can she just be pretty and funny?
No, she has to be pretty, funny, and smart. And that's the thing with women. You have to be. When you're represent as a woman, to represent women, you can't just be funny and goofy and whatever, because it's not enough. You can't be pretty, funny. You have to be smart. You have to be intelligent. You have to be worldly. You have to have lived. That is what's important, to be able to speak for such a community of people.
But doesn't that suck? But doesn't that suck being a woman? Like just because you're a woman and you're on a show that's you know, male dominated, now you have all of these responsibilities. Isn't that kind of messed up a little bit?
But it's been that. Listen, I'm used to it because I did a lot of body positivity for years. So I was the pillar for body positivity for women and talking about being a mom and, you know, gaining weight, losing weight, modeling industry. So because I keep it so real, I'm used to having that on my shoulders. When you're used to carrying it, it's easier. When you're not used to it, you don't know what to say. You don't. That's why I'm able to answer questions easily.
Listen, you can catch her at the Cornwall Marriott Inn next weekend. Lam will be giving a self-confidence course. Tickets are going for $180 on Eventbrite. For those lacking confidence
VIP
on the mic.
VIP tickets go for $1,500.
live DJ. Oh, shit, I forgot to give you your gift, man. So, yo, try a thing. Gave you a gift. You know, sometimes in life, you got to try a thing.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? This for you, baby. You can hold that. Hey, big will get the Maddie right there. Yeah, that's for you, man. Yo, big up Tri thing, man. Brandon Lala, that's the guy. So that's what it is. Okay, let's talk about some disgusting people.
Yes, let's do that.
So Kobe Bryant crash site pics exchanged while deputies were playing Call of Duty. Now listen, y'all better go outside and solve a crime, Sale. No, y'all playing Call of Duty. I would never know what it's like to be a police guy. I'll never go to the police academy. I would be interested in going to the Army or becoming RCMP. But I would think if you're a police officer, every day of your life is on, like you're on edge. Your life is in danger. And then you tell me you're going to go home and play Call of Duty? this make it make sense. As human beings, we're crazy.
Yeah.
We're crazy. I was watching, I forgot, it's a new movie on Netflix with the drugs, and it kind of like make you happy, make you sad, stuff like that. I was like, yo, we're definitely going to move to that because people are wilding. Human beings, we're a crazy bunch of people. So Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy admitted in court Tuesday that he sent graphic photos of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash site to a colleague while the two were playing video game Call of Duty, according to the New York Post. So Deputy Mike Russell made a revelation while being questioned on the stand as part of the federal invasion of privacy lawsuit filed by the NBA star's widow, Vanessa Bryant.
Right.
Now, I don't know why people keep playing with Vanessa. Y'all know Vanessa don't play. Ever since Colorado, it's never been the same Mexican Vanessa. It's never been the same Vanessa.
No.
He claimed he shared the photos in order to get through the stresses of the day before. How does that work? At the expense of Kobe? Expense of the family? Where's the respect, man? You know, I feel for a long time, we have lost respect as human beings between each other. Not even a race thing, not even a color thing, not even a gender thing. Just as human beings, just like, you know, just a certain level of empathy.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares.
Listen.
No one cares about the other person.
It's disgusting. But first of all, I don't know why they're playing with her. I have a friend of mine, Eric Benet's wife, is very good friends with her. Eric Benet's wife is a friend of mine, and she told me, she's like, when this all happened, she's like, listen, people don't want to play with Vanessa.
I don't want to play with Vanessa.
Listen, I wouldn't want to mess with Vanessa. Like, she doesn't play. So I don't even understand why people are doing this. They're disgusting.
Well, what's disgusting? Man.
More disgusting.
More disgusting. Swiss Beats and Timbaland, they're suing Thriller, seeking $28 million for Versus rap battle. This is Swiss Beats and Timbaland. Have hauled short-form music video app Thriller into court. With a pair of artists, alleging Thriller owes them $28 million after acquiring Versus, their live streaming and rap battle show. That's crazy. They invented that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they stole it for $28 million. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yo, listen, you know, since we went to that Harvard Business School, so you get it busy. So the duo found the popular Versus battle series in March 2020 on Instagram Live. Then less than a year later, agreed to sell it to Thriller for undisclosed terms. Swizz and Timbaland received equity in Thriller, part of which they said would be allocated among 43 artists who have appeared on Versus, including John Legend, Alicia Keys, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, 2 Short, Pablo Bell, Gucci Mane, and of course, The Lox. Oh, man, The Lox killed it. Yeah, man, get your money, man. Get your money. A$AP Rocky charged with assault for allegedly shooting A$AP Rally. Listen, man. Next week, we're going to talk about it, but rap is on trial.
Mm-hmm.
the court system, the judicial system
yeah.
in the States, in the United States of America, would like to use rappers' lyrics against them.
It's ridiculous.
Some of y'all too descriptive. Good for y'all. Some of y'all too descriptive. Some of y'all. Ain't nobody want to say it. Some of y'all too descriptive. I'm gonna leave it there, but I didn't know A$AP Rocky get busy like that. Mm-hmm. So things just got real. A$AP Rocky has officially been charged for an alleged shooting in Hollywood where he's accused of firing multiple shots at former A$AP mob member Terrell Efron, a.k.a. A$AP Relly. According to TMZ, the Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon announced today that his office has charged the rapper with two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm for the November 2021 shooting.
Why, though? Why do rappers... They make so much money. Why do they do... dumb things
cause like this. Because I got to let you know I'm really about that life, though.
Yeah, but what was the context?
Well, listen, you know black people, we're not big on context.
There's no context.
We don't walk around with the context box. But
he should not have been carrying. He should not have been carrying. That's number one.
Yeah.
But then when you see stuff that happened to like Nipsey Hussle getting shot and this and that. So was it self-defense? Was it whatever? Like, we want the context. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the whole A$AP clique are all from Harlem.
Yeah.
So they said it was like it was a dispute that they had with each other, and then kind of escalated to that. You know what I mean? But I was watching that All Eyes on Me with Tupac thing. I said, listen, when I become a celebrity, a bigger star than I am right now, like I'm bringing the security guards. So I don't care about their G status.
Of course.
I just don't want to get my hands dirty. Like I'm good. If you want the smoke, you can come get the smoke. Yeah. But like I think when once you're a star and you get to a certain level, you don't have time to fight. Like, no. I'm not fighting you. I'm too pretty for that, bro. Like, I'm going to fight you. You want to argue because you don't like me? Like, we're going to fight? Mm-hmm. What, we 12?
No. Exactly.
Let me put it in context, right? Let's say A$AP Rocky hires his boy, A$AP Relly, as his security, right? Mm-hmm. Often that's what a lot of people do. They hire their friend as security, put people on payroll. But now your security pulled a gun and you, then what do you do?
Yeah, so that, you know, you gonna have to sit with that, bro. You gonna sit that. I'm gonna take care of your baby mom and your girl. You gonna have to sit with that, but that's part of the game, right?
Yeah,
that's part of life, right? I love this story, man. This girl's gorgeous. I tried to make it the cover, but YouTube said that I was breaking the standards. Bun all your standards, YouTube. But Florida A&M student causes outrage after posing nude on campus for graduation photos. So a student who recently earned her master's in counselor education from Florida A&M University, really hard school to get into, really good. This is a big achievement for her. Is receiving backlash after posting fully nude on the Tallahassee campus for graduation. I can't wait to go to Tallahassee. There's a lot of letters, but I love Tallahassee. So she goes on, as I'm standing here with my master's degree at the tender age of 24, graduated. Yep. Beautiful day. Her body's crazy. At 24, goddamn. Mm-hmm. I love the States. Whatever they put in the milk is everything. So she goes, I'm the living proof that clothes do not define you.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that. Terrica Williams wrote on social media, I encourage everybody to embrace their bodies and step outside social norms. Her post on July 30 with photos showing her wearing nothing but a Medusa-inspired wig. And now every black girl's going to be Medusa for Halloween. I already heard the talks already. And Christian Louboutin, because you know you can't be a fly black chick without the red bottoms, in front of a statue of the school's snake mascot, Rattler. So she's looking in front of Rattler.
Yeah.
It's a good look. Okay, so let me open up here with you. So, let's start here. Clothes do not define you. I know we're making statements like, why can't people just graduate? Now, I'm with it. I thought it was very tasteful, but I'm a guy.
No, but I saw the picture.
You saw the picture, Big Will?
I saw the picture.
No, hold on.
I saw the picture.
Hold on. I want everybody on YouTube to watch Big Will's face.
I even responded to the picture. When I saw everything, I was like, of course they're going to come for her.
Oh. No, I watched it.
Of course they're going to come for her.
Show DJ Maddie. Like,
am I crooked letter?
Listen.
Of course they're going to come for her.
All I know, black is beautiful, but like, okay. I know we're born without clothes, but like, why should I do, like, why is it now you have to do the statement at your graduation?
But first of all, if you saw the interview, she even said it. She said that she's always dressed promiscuously. She's always, she said it in an interview. She was very open about it. I wrote to her. I said, listen, for a woman that's done body positivity before, I'm good. Like, for those
For those that don't understand what body positivity is, can you just give them a brief understanding of what that is exactly?
So I'll give both, because you have body positivity and body shaming, which we get a lot of that on social media. So body positivity is, you know, loving yourself, loving your body in any shape or form that it's in, whether you're skinny, whether you're thick, whether you just had a baby, whether you're pregnant, whether you have stretch marks. It's loving the form of the body and respecting the form of the body. That is what body positivity is. Now we have body shaming, because when women are comfortable, listen, she wasn't bent over backwards. She wasn't doing anything.
Thank God she wasn't twerking.
You know, but she wasn't doing any of that. There's so many let's go back to the modeling world where there's been, as a model myself, and I've seen Naomi Campbell do it, Cindy Crawford do it, Tyra Banks take pictures where they're completely nude. You know, it's tastefully done. I don't think it was distasteful.
No.
I think the picture was tastefully done. It was actually very creative considering that their mascot is a snake.
Yeah. See, I was even thinking about that. You're so smart.
Because I'm looking at it from a different level.
We had the Rattler. She had the Medusa head. And this is a story, you know, we got pulled up. But this is a story around the Medusa head, how she turned people to stone. Apparently, Medusa was actually black. But there's a whole story behind that. But listen, yeah, man, let's get her on the show. Let's talk about it. She's great. I also want to applaud her. 24 years old, got her degree. Texas A&M is a tough school.
She's amazing because when I wrote to her, I wrote a comment. I said, "You go, queen." You know, I wrote her a very long comment, and she followed me back right away. And I followed her back this morning, and I was like, you know, we're sending each other messages. I really want to big her up because what she did takes a lot of guts to do. She's standing up. Now she can't talk about it because the open investigation. Open investigation on what? There's worse things that happen in campuses.
What are you going to do? She doesn't graduate. What are you going to sue her? Anyways, listen, she was well-oiled. I would love to have been the baby oil guy, whatever the title
for
that guy
is.
She was well oiled. Shout out to all my down south sisters. Shout out to the cornbread and the mac and cheese. I'm in the building. So Snoop Dogg is coming out with his own cereal, him and Master P.
Oh, Lord.
Master P's on my list. Like I have like my top 20 list of people I love to interview when I'm, you know, before this is all said and done. Master P has changed the game in terms of record deals and empowering artists, stuff like that. So him and Snoop Dogg have, you know, they got a cereal coming out. Master P saying is the best tasting cereal in the game. Listen, I don't know how you. Actually, I mean, you look like you like your soggy cereal. I can't mess with guys. If you like your cereal to get soggy, I'm gonna judge you.
He doesn't like it.
I'm gonna look at you funny. I don't mess with Fruit Loops, Corn Pops. I gotta eat in less than a minute and a half because I can't do the soggy thing. Some people love it soggy. Okay, you warm milk, brothers. I get you. We gotta finish early. I came up on Raisin Bran, you know. I had to pour my own sugar, you know, you got to figure it out kind of life. My mom wasn't big on Frosted Flakes. So I came up on Corn Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Corn Flakes, I put my own sugar. Corn Flakes, I think, is the best sustaining cereal.
Yep.
Like, if you like your cereal soggy, we can't be friends.
No, we can't be friends.
We can't be friends at all. Like, I don't be friends with y'all.
It's like baby food.
Listen, Walmart gotta give us some of this money, boy. Ohio judge rules Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens must pay a combined $650 million for damages related to the opioid crisis. So, that's a crazy. So, the U.S. District Judge Don Aaron Poster ruled that over the next 15 years, approximately $306 million must be paid to the Lake County, and approximately $344 million must be paid to the Trumbull County. All three companies were found liable for their role in the opioid epidemic in both Lake and Trumbull counties last November. Now, I want to urge everybody to watch a series on Disney Plus called Dope Sick, and it breaks down how this whole game is, where, like, the opioids are like these over-the-counter drugs and how this whole pharmaceutical game is. Yo, they're killing us, man.
Yep.
You know, they get you hooked on the drug, and then they get you hooked on the heavier doses, and you're killing yourself, and you're killing your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the opioid thing is a real thing, man.
It's
like,
the
that over the counter, that doctor game is filthy.
Doctors make money anytime they give you a prescription. That's what people don't understand. They have specific drugs that they have to prescribe in order to make money. So,
that's a filthy game.
It is.
Filthy game. Listen, I remember I took out my four wisdom tooth. And they gave me oxycodone. Oxycodone's one hell of a drug,
it's
boy.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
they
oxycodone.
They gave it to me before.
That synthetic heroin?
Mm-mm.
Boy, I can see how people get hooked on that. It's one hell of a drug, man. I can see how people get hooked on it, man. It's a good feeling, man. You feel nice. You feel high on life, man. You feel good, man. Much of my seat, keep it locked. When we come back, we're going to do some local news. A lot of things is going on. Not enough teachers.
Oh,
so I think myself, Big Will, and Lambo, I think we should go teach a class at university. I think we should go. They don't have enough teachers.
Hood University.
I don't know if it's going to be hood.
It could be a little. People need to learn a little bit more hood.
I want to teach a class on hate.
Oh, yes.
I want to teach a class on hate in university. Professor Thomas.
Yes.
I mean, the whole lecture is about hate. That's much of my seat for more detail.
Who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardon. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
CKUT's Il Groove Garden will be hosting our 25-year anniversary Sunday, August the 21st.
Special live radio broadcast from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. from Blue Dog, 3958 Saint Laurent. Salute to Il Groove Garden Foundation, D-Hybrid, Manchel, Bite, and Ziplocs.
Current DJs, DJ Blaster, yep, and DJ, yep, Mystical Flex.
Big up DJ Raid, Jesse Walker, Myth Ben, Serious Savage, Dirty Needle Crew, and the countless guests like Preach, Shogun, Tash, MCD Solo, and many more. Join us live and present at Blue Dog, 3958 Saint Laurent. Vibes with IGG's crew, DJ Blaster, yep, Mystical Flex, yep, and host Ziplocs.
25 years of making your last hour of the week the best hour of the week. So before summer's done, we celebrate with music, performances, interviews, and vibes. Doors open at 8 p.m., live to air at 9 p.m. till 1 in the morning. Yep. So come join us live from Montreal's legendary Blue Dog.
3958 Saint Laurent.
That's Il Groove Garden. 25-year anniversary. Live radio broadcast Sunday, August the 21st. Tune in on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal or www.ckut.ca worldwide.
Hey, you're listening to Il Groove Garden.
90.3 FM.
My city, you know, this weekend, Life of the Party, Young Child, Noah Power, Kevin Crown, Gussie Entertainment, Ricky Not Nice. You know how you do things, the best morning show in the country. The morning detour, DJ Maddie, we celebrate you. Greatness is greatness. HLR in the building, X-Swam. I think somebody called Big Will and Friends in the building as well. You see him on the screen. You see it. This guy's. I only turn on my mic when I do the jobs. Oh, man, the best morning show in the country, man. It's Friday, 7:52 in the morning. Much of my city, we salute.
She know this who hold the root. Ask for the bitch, even if I call the root. Every day morning, know this for what I want. She see trash, she see who got in my sound. She don't get big now, she don't get big breath. She know they even try to get impressed. My only true love be I impressed. I go take a matter serious like project. Oh, baby, oh me, oh, baby, oh me. Now you just go me down, baby, pull me. Nobody down me, oh. I be your Romeo, you be my Juliet. Oh baby, oh baby, oh me. Now you dey cool me down, baby, cool me. Nobody down me, oh baby, down me. I be your Romeo, you be my Juliet. Baby, if you leave me, I go cry. But let's move, I cannot decide. I know the fine love, I get you pray. Look into my eyes. Tell me that you love me, do not lie. Many other girls, they brag with them guys. You know, they show you bruises where they make up, they hide.
My girl no like drama, drama, whoa, whoa. Fine like Madonna, Donna, whoa, whoa. My friends say they holla, holla, whoa, whoa. Say this love, it they shock and shock and so why no go shock me, no go shock me. I don't buy the one, we they very hard to see. No be fancy. This love, it they for you. Hold me, oh, baby, hold me. Now you they pull me down, you they pull me down. No go they down me, oh, baby, hold me. I be your only, oh, you be my Julie. Oh, baby, hold me, oh.
Definitely matters. Everything matters. I need to know her social insurance number. I need to know where that Fortnite deposit is going. Is it a Thursday or a Friday, Lambo? Let me know. Yeah, big up to Tory Lanez, man. Nothing but new music, man. We on Fridays. The more Detour. It doesn't matter. Oh, it definitely matters.
No mistake her for my whole body. You ain't for my bitch if you hit on her whole body. Cause since she got it done, since she got it done. She been on the ground screaming, I'm the one. I just wanna run into you, baby. I'm the one that's laying skin to skin with you, baby. I'm the same nigga to get it in with you, baby. Spin through you, baby. Fuck what them haters say. I'm pinning with you, baby. Licking on me, got me kissing on you while I'm behind all the tents and I'ma say it. It's so crazy, that's that hazy. And when she hit the floor, I say that's my baby. Nigga, that's my thigh. And I like her a lot. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You might call me a thigh, but she likes me a lot. And it doesn't matter. 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 Baby, you know what it is. Top down, getting top down on the bridge. TGI Friday, I threw it in a wrist, threw it in a trench. Got a luggage moving in my crib. Yeah, we been sipping on Red Versado. Yes, that's my bottle. Yes, that's my thought. And I go full throttle, full for my baby. Pass her the Patron before she go crazy. She a bad little bitch, she ain't worried about side eyes from them basic hoes. But they man back home, she be sexing me and I can't leave her alone. Nigga, that's my thigh, and I like her a lot. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. You might call me a thigh.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one moon, Jason. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 I told you. I'm good for two bullets. I'm good for two bullets. Big Will, funny yes, by bro. Nature, every Thursday. Yes, let people know real quick. Every Thursday,
ooh,
new installment.
I just saw sure. that. But I like it.
Every Thursday, we're actually starting a new show, which is called Joker. Nice. So what we're doing is, actually, we stole Maddie from you. Maddie's our resident DJ now. So
that's okay.
We got Maddie there every Thursday. So it's we have a comedy show in the heart of downtown. And the beautiful part is BYOB. So you don't have to come and spend an arm and a leg on a weekday.
Love that.
Come through. Have yourself an amazing time. For instance, last night, we had Big Norm. We had Nitish.
Nice.
We had Renzel Dashington.
Yeah, Renzel, friend of the show.
We had, who else? We had about like Goofy Well Done, yeah. Peter Bowen, Vance Michelle. Last night, we actually had 15 comedians.
Wow.
15 top comedians. So every Thursday. And actually, what we're going to do is people that are listening to the radio right now, since Morning Detour is the big show. People that are calling in, or actually don't even call in, text me your name and email, and instead of paying $35 at the door, you're only paying 25.
Ooh. Well, listen, we like that. We like that. We like that.
And as a matter of fact, to go further than that, give away.
Watch this guy.
We love Big Will.
Okay, so we're going to do some news, and then we're going to go into a mix. We're going to play Name That Song. We're going to give away 2 tickets to the Joker Thursdays with Big Will. We're also going to give away 1 ticket to Made in the 90s, Early 2000s Party. That's brought to you by Whipcut, West Island Black Community Association. That's happening tomorrow. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. DJ Kaz, really great DJ. He also DJs at... what's the name of that place? What the hell? That place on Notre Dame, man. These DJs, y'all gonna kill me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm jumping out. No, I really forgot. I'm gonna try calling them, but I really forgot. Okay, everybody's getting the feels. I heard I'm bad. I don't know. Dale, that's when you know.
It was a bad experience.
No, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and he goes, you know, us that broadcast, you know, people that really do this, we understand that, like, you know, we criticize the culture, you know, we comment, we give our commentary. Like, yeah. I'm paid to give my commentary on shit. Mm-hmm. And we understand there's going to be some pushback on it. The gig is the gig. Like, I'm built for it. I know I'm not for everybody.
True.
My goal is not to be liked by everybody. My goal is to create the best morning show in the country that comes from Montreal.
You know what you are? You're so real. And that I always tell people, because I'm real, you know what you are? You're that hard pill to swallow, the truth. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen,
that's going to be my nickname for you, the truth.
Listen, I make fun of myself. I make fun of myself. My therapist told me I'm not humble emotionally. I said, goddamn. I know there was a humble emotionally black kid. Goddamn, it's crazy. Okay, let's get into some news. Real quick, because I want to get into this mix. We got some great music here. The game just dropped a new album. So back to school season at Quebec colleges marked by shortages of teachers, support staff. With 1 week to go before the start of the new school year, the Centrale des Syndicats du Québec, the CSQ, says it is concerned that some CSQs will be unable to offer certain services and even some courses due to lack of staff. What are you talking about? What about the kids? We have... Oh, okay, now. I told y'all not to play with that bill. Y'all want to ban the teachers with the hijabs and the crosses. Like, that was changing the education. Like, I'm a person of purpose, right?
Yeah.
Show me the purpose. Like if you do something with intent, show me what's the purpose of it. You know what I mean? What was the hope of that? Now we have a shortage of teachers. So, Maddie, we can't even offer some classes, education, because there's no teachers?
That's not even the worst part. Listen, we have shortages in teachers, but we have shortages when it comes to the medical profession as well. Nurses. I know nurses. I have a friend of mine who's a nurse who wrote to me, said, guess what? Don't tell anybody. I'm leaving Quebec. I'm like, go. She's like, I got a job offer.
You don't tell everybody in the morning.
Go. You know, but I didn't say her name.
No, okay.
I know many nurses.
No, so
the thing is now with the, let's say, like the healthcare system.
It's horrible.
When there's shortage of nurses and all that, it's actually good for people like me who have agencies, because now we increase our price on
you.
Got an agency?
Okay, Big Will, talk.
Well, we need to talk
and say, Big Will.
We're able to pay our staff better.
The morning detour is where big business comes to play.
That's right.
That's a new slogan. So the attractiveness of both the private and